Hey, After Buzzers. Oh, gosh, this is a crazy, insane episode. We went all the way to Bolivia, so stick around because we've got a lot to talk about. Queen of the South.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Better move, better make a better move, better run quick, hide, because you mean I never lose. Better shoot, take a shot, better shoot.
I love this song so much. Hey.
Some of the best. And
right?
I love,
she's killing it.
Yeah, Snow the Patrol's killing it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the After Show, Season 2, Episode 5, El Nacimiento de Bolivia. We went all the way down south a little bit more, guys. And Fuita, Mexico, and Culiacan was insane. Y'all don't even know Bolivia.
Not at all.
But what's up, guys? I'm Leslie Ambriz. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. And we're missing Mo, but I still got my girl Candace here.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Love it. Straight to the point.
Oh, straight. Candace, straight to the point. Easy.
This episode.
I can't. Like, I knew it was going to be heavy just from, like, the trailer before, from last week.
Yeah.
Which I love that they do that, because I'm like, oh, I have something to be, like, anticipating. Uh-huh. But it was just, blew my mind. Every twist and turn they threw in the book.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited for every episode that we watch, but yeah. I found myself, like, even, like, coming to AfterBuzz, like, even, like, oh, all giddy that I got to watch it.
I know.
And then finally, like, sitting down in every moment, not kidding, guys, like, our eyes were, like, covered at the, like, really intense parts.
I was holding my breath half. I think I need to take another deep breath because it was, like...
like, we had the water going, like, every two... Oh, my gosh.
It was too much.
It was insane. I mean, so we're... The guys, Güero, James, and Teresa are heading to Bolivia.
That's a hell of a trio right
it
there
is. The
going
power
down
three,
south.
Right?
The power of three,
the power
yes.
Three. There we go. So they head to Bolivia. King George is there. If we see him again, I know people
for
were
quick
wondering.
Blip, but I was wondering.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think you brought it up last episode.
I want Queen George. King George back. Queen. He's such a comic relief. Like, God. I feel like we needed a little bit of him during this episode. Because otherwise... it was all too much.
It would have been too much. But I love the little, like, nicknames that he would, like, throw out.
Yes.
He called James Teen Dream. And I was like, that's perfect. Because I bet you we got some ladies who watch the show. I mean,
he is
us
a teen
included.
Dream.
Yeah.
I'm not a teen, but he's a dream. Yes, so.
He is a dream.
James.
What a dreamboat. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we could have, like, a whole section. If we had Rosie
just about
James.
We should put her right in the middle and just talk about James all day long.
Please, that'd be the best show. So they have 72 hours, 3 days, to get these drugs back to the docks, get on King George's boats, and get the hell out of Bolivia. And they make it sound so easy, and I don't know about you, but when this first part of the episode began, I was like, oh, like, it's going to be a snap by the end of the episode, like, they'll be gone, like, right. We'll find Camila's, like, empire will finally build up, then we'll just have to deal with, like, what's going to happen to Güero in Mexico. Yeah. No, I was completely wrong.
Well, of course it wouldn't be that easy. Yeah. Like, what were you thinking?
I just thought because they're so, like, badass, you know, that they'll be able to... get it done really quick. We'll see the trio work. I guess I was hoping for the best. I'm glad they didn't go with my idea.
Almost dies swallowing packets of cocaine at the beginning of the show. You can only imagine where they're going to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about that. So they end up going, Güero tells them that his connect is over in this cocaine cocktail bar.
Which didn't think that was a thing.
No, in Bolivia
apparently it is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would never enter that.
No, I would never go
terrifying.
Near that.
Yeah.
I would be terrified to go
And we
in.
Meet Leo, who is our lovely new character, who unfortunately does not last the entire episode.
No, she's a very short-lived character.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping to see a little more, but, you know, they've got better plans. I'm glad
she
I'm not the writer.
She was saucy. I liked her.
Yeah.
Like, she was powerful in a different way. She wasn't full-on out with it. She, she wasn't too aggressive, but she used her, like, sultriness to, like, control her power.
Similar
you know what I mean?
To Camila.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which
I really
we
it.
Haven't seen yet in Teresa.
No, I think Teresa is just trying to keep her head above water.
Yeah. I'm excited to see, this is a weird thing to say, but I'm excited to see her use her, like, inner sexy to kind of
bring I feel like she's
over.
One of those that, like, watches like a fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. She observes everything. And then assesses and goes in for the kill versus, like, someone that just jumps in and then goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's waiting. She's not going in for the kill all the way. But they meet Leo, and it turns out that Weddle and Leo have a little thing.
Something. Apparently, Guido has a common thread with his women.
leaving them.
Yeah.
And then coming back and being like, hey, babe, let's chill. I need you again.
I should not have taken a drink at that moment.
Thank you for affirming, like, all of... Candace always affirms, like, my jokes, and it makes me feel so good.
You're really funny.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But it's the best. I, like, need to keep you around all the time.
That's what I'm here for.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
We make it fun here. We have to.
We need to add comedy to this very dramatic show. And we have, going into the live chat real quick, we have Emily with
you're
us.
You're always here, Emily. I love you so much. Emily, you're like best. Such a like a loyal viewer.
Yeah, I love it. Emily, anytime you want to just jump in, we'll see your comments. You'll be the seat right here joining us since you came into the live chat first. But anyways, going back to these guys, there's another... So we got two love triangles going on in Bolivia.
So it's, what would that shape be?
A bow tie.
Oh, look at that. All coming to there a thread in the middle.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a bow tie, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a new term for double love triangles in TV.
Pretty much.
Copyright AfterBuzz TV. Anyways, So we've got this little trio going on, but it turns out that Leo tries to get, I don't know, did you think, she brings Teresa over with her to dance on the dance floor, and I was like, is she trying to get, like, Widow back again? But then you see James kind of looking over, and at first I was like, oh, he's going to be one of those guys that's, like, turned, like, oh, these two ladies.
That's like, oh, look at the two ladies.
Yeah, but no, the way he's looking at them is, like, watching out for Teresa.
Of course.
And I loved it. I think we see, it's becoming more evident that we were right.
All along.
About this Team
James
thing.
I mean, Guido even says that.
Yeah,
Guido says
it later on in the episode.
I see the way he looks at you. Mm-hmm. And we were like, we both looked at each other, yes!
We're like, finally someone notices it. Exactly. Somebody affirms that we were not crazy.
No, Leo's a snake.
She's a big snake.
But I think she's just a jealous ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That doesn't understand the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, well, I'll save that for later.
Okay, we'll wait. Yeah, so Leia sells them out at the bar.
Yep.
And calls in this super badass female soldier from the army, which I hate her, but I love her as a like good, well, in depth.
She's an amazing actress.
Amazing character that they wrote. But I also hate what her character is doing in the episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was her name again?
It was La Capitana.
La Capitana. Uh-huh.
Which,
I love saying that.
So distinguished.
That. I feel like very much like Bote going, El Capitana. The way he does his voice. It's amazing.
He has like this, he has a very ranchero, like Mexicano way of speaking. But it's with...
It's very slow.
It's with... what's the word I'm looking for? It's with authority that he speaks to. It's not just like, you know, just chilling, like,
El Chihuahua.
Laid back.
The way he said it,
every
I was
word,
dying.
Yeah.
El Chihuahua. I can't
it's
do
insane.
It right now.
We'll just do Bote impressions for the entire
For the rest
time.
Of the show.
Honestly, that'd make a good show. But so she sells her out, and I'm thinking...
La Capitana's...
I'm thinking, okay, she's going to come in, they're going to get arrested, not a big deal. No, we're wrong. She ends up asking around for La Mexicana and her two boys, sees Teresa sitting there trying to act low-key, and makes her snort a hell of a lot of coke.
Oh, God, that, like, I think my heart started racing for her. Mm. I mean, I know it's a show, but you get so invested in these characters, and, like, she did such a good job, like, doing it.
Oh,
but,
my
like,
God, yeah.
The moment when they started doing, like, the buzzing, and then she started, like, rubbing her head and freaking out, like, I was waiting for her to, like, go into,
which,
like, cardiac arrest.
I honestly, like, with the buzzing, I love moments like that in TV and film when they capture so much emotion.
Yes.
Just through this, like, moment of silence that only depends on, like, outside noise.
Yes.
Like, with the buzzing, with the, like... You hear, like, her heavy breathing and, like, not being able to control everything. That, to me, like, speaks so many more volumes than if they were to throw in, like, dialogue of her, like, freaking out or screaming. You know, we sense, like, her panic and everything, which, bravo.
I mean, we can never give them too much kudos. Like, we can always keep going with more and more. I love it.
It gets better every time.
That would kill somebody, right? That amount of cocaine would kill somebody.
I'm surprised, I guess. And then she takes Benadryl. So Weto and James jump in to save her, to rest her heart, to bring her heart rate down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she's good.
Apparently dumping a bucket of water over someone as well. Ice water.
Take a Benadryl, you have to cool them down. Dump some water, guys, and you're good to go. But I wouldn't recommend.
No, don't recommend. Doing that. Do not do this at home.
No.
It's a disclaimer from us here at AfterBuzz for you.
Just stay away. Try this at home. Stay away from drugs, kids.
But that just, because I thought it would kill her instantly. Well, I was waiting for that.
Like, I didn't think it would kill her because we know.
Right.
Yeah.
But in reality, like, that amount would probably instantly kill you.
Because I don't know. I only know about coke from, like, narco shows, guys. But, like, it was, another disclaimer. But it was, like, a big, fat line. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't, I feel like most of the times in TV.
But multiple times.
Yeah. You see, like, these little skinny lines. People just snort it up. No big deal. But these are, like, big chunks. Like, I think it was probably, like, what, 4 or 5?
It looked like it could have been a whole little bag of what they have. I don't know what measurement that is, but that little bag that they typically have, I feel like that was almost the whole thing.
It was practically the whole thing. Yeah.
But normally when I see it in shows, again, all of this is coming from watching TV. I know nothing. But whenever something like that happens, the nose starts bleeding. Mm. And I was just waiting for that to happen, and I guess, like, that means you're dead at that point. So
I would assume that usually does mean you're dead in, like, TV shows. That, yeah, their nose automatically starts bleeding right away. Phew. I know. So Weta and James jump into action, and then we see them back, that they go return to Leo's house.
She recovered quick.
Yeah, she recovered real quick. James is like, nah, let's get the hell out of here. Like, I care about, like, your safety. Like, we can't really trust Weta. We don't know what's going on. He doesn't even know what's going on. Dede says, ride or die, so with Weto. Which, honestly, how do you feel about that?
About what?
About Dede says loyalty to Weto this entire episode.
I think it sucks because it hurts Jame. You see that. Like, you see the heartache that he has. But at the same time, like, she may not love him the way that she did. But still, that's family at the same time. Like, I feel like she has mixed emotions, but at the same token, she's always tried to save anyone.
Yeah.
Like, she's never just sacrificed anybody unless they've done wrong to someone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's almost a martyr in that sense. Like, she doesn't care that he hurt her, but she doesn't feel like he's worth, like,
that he deserves it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's true, completely.
Like, her character is very much that way. Yeah. I just still think, like, I don't think she loves him, though. I think she made that very clear.
She does mention that to Leo.
In this episode. To Leo, and just by her actions. Mm-hmm. Like, when she makes eyes at him, it doesn't read to me that she loves him. Mm-mm. It reads to me that I'm protecting you, and you better listen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, again, the same way in the past episodes, that when she protects someone, she gets very blind to the dangers that are, like, coming towards her.
Exactly.
And she does that more and more and more. Whereas the episode continued, I was like, just take everyone else's advice. All these people have been telling you to get the hell out of Bolivia.
Just get out.
And just run for it, please. But, you know, it's Teresa. She's stubborn, and that's why we love her anyways. She brings good plot lines to us, so. But, oh, my God.
But even the phone call between James and Camila. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking a lot about James and his love for Teresa, but I think the other conversation going on is that Teresa is now, like, part of the family.
Yeah.
Like, as much as she's threatened different things, I feel like it's not just she's an asset. I feel like she's made her way into the family. Mm-hmm. Continually by showing and just by being herself, which I loved.
I like, we talked about it last episode too, speaking of the James and Camila loyalty, but it seems even more so in this episode that James was willing to let Camila down in order to save Teresa, which he's gone over to the other side.
I know, he's flip-flopping, and I love it.
They're implementing like so many little, like, nuances for us, which I love, just the little subtleties in there. So we have, they go to Leo, they don't kidnap her, but James gets a hold of her, interrogate her, thank you.
Yeah.
It's late, not really. So James interrogates her in the house. They're not really getting through to her, and Teresa says, okay, you guys need to leave, and I'm gonna talk to her alone. Basically bargains with them. Bargains with Leo, saying, okay, look, you still have feelings for Weto, obviously. if he doesn't follow through with this deal, like, he's dead.
She's smart because she found her weakness.
Yeah.
Like, again, the girl is a mastermind of, like, reading people because she realizes that she still loves Guido.
Yeah.
And even from the moment that she's like, you called your people on us, you called the guards on us, but yet they would have killed him if you wouldn't have spared him. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they have just shot him at the bar? So the fact that you called them in and he's still alive is because you're protecting him.
Yeah.
So therefore, just to let you know, he's not going to be protected much longer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, go get you together because this is happening. So Leo tells them, oh, go ahead.
Even I loved that Leo even said that in that it was like a lovesick puppy. She said, Teresa, we deserve better than him. Mm-hmm. We together. So I love that they saw that there was a commonality between them that was unspoken. They didn't have to say, you know, I see your side. It was like an understanding between the two.
Yeah, basically, Leo is also Team James.
Yes, very much so. Everyone is Team James, so Guido just needs to go.
He needs to get out of there, seriously. So she tells him that they're going to have to meet El Dentista because that's the guy who basically screens everyone before they get to El Santo. Which I thought it was funny that the minute they walked into the dentist office, she was just like, oh, Teresa Mendoza? And she was like, oh, okay. I can't even write my name down.
I mean, ever. I'm not going to lie. To all those dentists out there, I'm sorry, but I don't really like going to the dentist.
Oh, I love my dentist.
No, I love the people, but I don't like going to the dentist because the scraper that he used on her just automatically made me go like this.
You like wince because you can feel it?
I feel it, and it's the noise, like the scratching. But it was so fascinating to me that when she went in there, like, he checked her fillings.
Yeah. And found out where she was from and knew her dental care plan was like...
Well, I mean, that's how technically they identify people, right?
Yeah.
If something happens to your teeth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this man knows his stuff.
Seriously. Because he says, like, oh, I was the top of my class, but I don't really spend a lot of time fixing them. I spend time pulling them. And then you just see him, like, grinding those bloody teeth that were just there.
But he even made... So that does... Yeah, that makes sense. Because he's like, I have to get rid of people that don't need to be traced.
Exactly.
That don't need to exist anymore.
Which I felt... Because he does give her also the same warning that everybody's been giving to the three, to Teresa, saying, get out of here.
Go like, with God, mija.
Go with God, yeah, get out. But at the same time, I felt that he was threatening her with showing her the grinding of the teeth and saying that...
I think it wasn't a threat. I think it was a warning.
Oh, I saw it as a both. Like, here's your warning. If you don't listen to it, it's going to turn into this threat. Like, you might be here again for a different reason.
Well, I don't think that he actually pulls teeth from the living.
But her dead body could still be there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was a warning because from his eye, I don't know, I'm a big eye person. Like, I pay attention to the eyes more than anything. Uh-huh. And to me, it read that he was the person that, like, checked, not on his own will. Mm-hmm. Like, he has his own practice. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was the case, he would only be doing his bidding. But the fact that he's doing it and giving her a warning, I feel like he's there because it's either you do what you do or you're dead.
Yeah.
So he's, like, doing El Santo's bidding. So he's almost, like, giving her a heed of, like, don't end up like the people I'm grinding.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Look at you. I need to look at their eyes next time.
I always look at the eyes, people. It's all in the eyes.
You can tell a lot about someone through their eyes.
Their eyes, windows to the soul.
So, there we go. A little dating/friendship advice for everybody. Look at that. All these
warnings we got. Trademark. Uh-huh. Don't do this at home. Love advice. We're just the end-all, be-all.
We're like an after-school special.
It's great. AfterBuzz.
Yeah. For a Tune very dark week. Show. But... Oh, God. Everything needs a silver lining.
Right.
So they go there. They are told to give this... He gives her a little receipt.
Prescription.
A prescription, yeah. To go to give it to this guy in this car that's going to be sitting outside. So James and Weddle follow. She so slips creepy. The little receipt in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're at a hotel lobby. Go to
It's
room.
A very nice hotel,
it
though.
It was very nice.
Very Everyone's nice hotel.
Dressed very fancy.
I was like, okay.
And they go to room 205, which is...
Oh, you remembered the number?
Did.
You wrote that down, didn't you?
No, I got it.
Oh, you got it in memory?
Yeah, I was like, 205. They go to 205, which we didn't really get. I thought that might be, like, significant.
I wonder if it's going to be significant later, because we did find out that El Santo runs a cult. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if that 205 is significant for his, like... numbers.
Possibly.
2 + 5 = 7, and isn't 7 like a saint?
Oh, that or like, is, that's supposed to be like a
spiritual, like the...
A lucky number.
It's a lucky number, but it's also like a very spiritual number. six is a demon number, uh-huh. and I think of some sort, like that number. And then seven's supposed to be spiritual. I mean, the world was created in 7 days, so I'm wondering if... Oh,
nice connection, uh-huh.
I'm a numbers person, too. I just didn't remember those
She's
three.
So smart. Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know
maybe.
That. I thought or it was maybe. Just, like, lucky number seven. No.
Like, the world was created in 7 days.
Uh-huh. No, I knew that part. But so,
and he's calling himself El Santo.
So it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, oh. I bet you next episode we're going to see that connection.
Yeah, we're going to see the numbers.
Mm-hmm. So they walk in, and they find out that they're being watched. Mm-hmm. James is there being vetted. He leaves, tells Teresa, you know, if you guys are in trouble, fire 3 shots. All of a sudden, Widow finds, like you said, he finds a book. Turns out El Santo's in a cult.
Mm-hmm. No, he runs the cult.
He runs the cult.
Yes.
Because he is El Santo. So he runs the cult, and then in the middle of them looking through the book, all of a sudden they hear these fireworks go off, there's like shooting, Teresa runs out, they all get caught by the army again.
Of course they do.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And,
wait, and I didn't see James get caught. I was waiting for James to be like the knight in shining armor and kill him. No.
I feel like, yeah, I don't, they never really specify how he, because he obviously gets caught because they're all four. Mm-hmm. There, but we never, there's a lot of
the fourth person being Leo.
Yeah, obviously. There's a lot of room for like imagination, yes. for the viewer, which I really liked, because they already had us on the edge of our seats. So because we're already to the extreme, like emotionally watching this, I feel like they gave room for us to add little bits and pieces,
yeah.
of our own.
Yeah.
So they get caught, they're in front of this pool.
I mean, we already saw the previews last week, so mm-hmm. I did know someone was going to fall in the pool.
Yeah. We see Teresa fall in the pool.
Yes. She was the one that did it. I just remember that big splash and someone mm-hmm. falling. But, like, I mean, again, poor Leo. May she rest in peace. But
seriously. So, yeah, because the, as you guys saw in the episode, La Capitana believes that they all know where El Santo is, and she set out to like
she's determined
on him. Yeah,
she's not gonna be the last, we're not gonna see the last of her.
I mean,
like,
she has a good reason, you know. He's bringing all these drugs and his crazy cult into Bolivia, which is like which is ruining it, and you know, causing all this dysfunction. So very patriotic of her, for her country.
Yes, I respect that.
I mean, I get that she has to be super like badass.
I see both
tough,
sides,
but,
to be honest, like, yeah. I totally would get it, like, you're trafficking drugs into my country. Uh-huh. Of course I'm going to be pissed.
But she goes, there's a better way to do it. I feel like if she was more strategic about it, she would have already found him and already probably done her bidding with
this
El Santo.
This is true.
Yeah.
This
but
is
because
true.
She's just like full
the
force all the way in, violence, 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 no strategy, she's not getting anywhere. She's having to threaten people. Threatens Leo. Because she goes to Teresa first, mm-hmm. says, oh, Leo said that you know where El Santo
where
is. Teresa's like, no, she's lying. Shoots her in the head. Shoots Leo in the head.
But not before she says something.
To
she
Guero.
Did to uh-huh. Guero. She says, let Teresa go.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
like,
see in my heart, dude.
Like, I mean, the eye contact, like, it's clear that she knew, number one, she knew she was dying.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, like, just the plea and the love that she had for Guero. Like, I think she almost wanted him to save himself as well,
yeah.
at the same time.
Dang. And then he gets, like, splattered with
oh, God.
Blood. Gross.
Too
but
much.
Symbolic, which I liked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she did look very peaceful.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, fast forward, Teresa goes in the water, and she looks at Leo, and I think mm-hmm. Leo found her peace.
It was a,
unfortunately. That's it was very
unfortunate,
like,
but good way for her to
she
pass.
Finally got to. I think that's why she said her last moments, because
mm-hmm.
she was like finding her peace.
Yeah.
You know,
it worked. And then so Teresa is thrown in because all of a sudden the guys are taken away. Another
1 minute,
army.
1 minute to live.
They have 1 minute to live. Another army comes in. We hear 2 shots. So we assume the guys are dead, but in the preview, we saw that they're still alive. That they show for the next episode.
They're still alive.
So I want to know what...
Because if you hear the guards, they say, we're being ambushed.
Mm-hmm.
La Capitana, we're being ambushed. So, I mean,
clearly
they
the
got
guys
out.
Are let go. Yeah. Throws her into the pool. And then Teresa is saved, which we thought it was James.
It looked like James. He was wearing
yeah.
a black shirt. I think it was James.
We were like,
just
James,
saying.
He's saving her. Yeah, Matthew Hendley up in the live
saved
chat.
Teresa. I think it's James. Matthew.
I want to say it's James, and then they got caught, and then that's how she ended up in El Santo's, I want to assume it's El Santo's
yeah.
cell, his
from
prison.
What it looks like uh-huh. from the next previews. We're jumping ahead because we don't know clearly.
Yeah, we have no idea.
But, I mean, What was it? It has to be James, though.
It has to be.
Because if it was Guido, he was wearing, number one, he was wearing mm-hmm. a gray shirt. Number two, there would have been blood coming off of him as he jumped in the water because yeah. he had her blood. So
it had to be James. Saving the day, James.
Every day.
So, I mean, that happens in Bolivia. Crazy. Dear Lord, so much.
And back
so
on much. The home front.
And back at home, we have Camila and Epifanio dealing the with war. Their... They're very
marital issues.
Marital issues that are killing other people. Dear Lord.
Don't
okay.
cross this couple, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't cross them at
no,
all.
Mm-hmm. I found it fascinating because we don't even know if it was actually Epifanio, do we? That sent...
We don't, no.
So the lawyer is calling Camila mm-hmm. and saying, you know, someone found the bag of coke and then thinking it's anthrax. Anthrax hasn't been a thing since, what, 2001?
A long time ago, yeah. I don't know exactly.
Knock on wood.
I don't know exact dates. But,
something
yeah.
like that.
So, I guess Epifanio was trying to get Camila in trouble with the DEA, I'm assuming, because once the teller would have called the federales, right. that would have been it.
But, I mean, I guess she does know it's him because mm-hmm. she knows his handwriting, but did he sign it?
He didn't sign it, but he... Shoot, and there was a distinction. I just can't yeah. remember. Does anybody in the chat remember how she finds out that Epifanio? Yeah. Okay, Matthew up in the chat. The only lady to send divorce papers in a severed head.
She does it in style, man.
She goes all the way, and I love it because I hate to say this because it's a like stereotype because women can be very.
Vicious,
but you know she deals with it like stereotypically a man would. You know she goes go big or go home.
Yeah, but I think women can actually be more vicious because they know how to tug at heartstrings. Mm-hmm. I think men are just very fast and quick and make like deliberate decisions, but she's calculated. What's going to mess mm-hmm. with you the most? But we were kind of confused with the connection between
Puño Jimenez and. Yes. Epifanio.
And uh-huh. Boaz, because Boaz is part of the Jimenez family.
Yeah.
But, like, does she know that that Boaz killed his brother?
She doesn't know. From what I remember, she doesn't know that Boaz killed him, but she knows that Boaz is now in control.
Which is fascinating to me, because you mm-hmm. would assume that so-and-so would be dead.
I think she thinks that maybe, like, Epifanio was...
Oh, just pulling
for that.
Him away yeah. from. Okay, got it.
I think that's what she thinks. If I'm correct. So she sends Pote's got to kill.
Poor Pote, he just gets the bad end of the stick every time.
When you're the hitman, he has to kill his this guy who he's like looked up to at Boño all his life.
He was his mentor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was his mentor. Oh. Pote is so many like little p words. So Pote is Puño's daughter's godfather. So it has, I like that, you know what?
El Chihuahua. I just really wanted to
say it again. There we go. Every time there's Chihuahua. A Pote line, I want you to just jump okay. in with that.
But I have to I have to listen to it. So I'll work okay. on it, guys. And next week I'll come back with a little bit better.
She'll introduce herself in that voice next time.
He's got a really deep voice.
You got it. I believe
maybe.
In you.
Maybe. Okay.
Oh my God.
But can we fast forward? Like, obviously he goes yeah. to this, like. A lady's house and finds
it's a brothel, no?
It is. Yeah. I was trying to be PC. Sorry, yes, it was a brothel.
Uh-huh.
But he finds this woman that he clearly knows from El Chihuahua mm-hmm. and then pulls her in. And all she does is like massage his feet, which I thought was adorable. That he didn't make her do anything. And he yeah. gives her this wad of cash. But when when Puño comes in, mm-hmm. when he kills him, the specifics that he was saying was almost like a plea of saying, please forgive me.
Yeah.
Of like, just to let you know. I can't mm-hmm. do it.
He did it.
I'm getting this
him.
For honor.
Yeah, with honor.
I
and
will
then...
get this for honor. And I'm killing you in with style and grace the mm-hmm. way that you killed.
It was La Mancha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it, I guess, to honor.
Kind of
Puño.
Like, here's everything you taught me, I remember. Except... Homie, I'm using it against you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks. But, like, I think at the same time, if you're going to go out that way, you might yeah. as well, like, have some respect.
And even the power in that scene, because it's overlapping with going back to Bolivia real quick, it's overlapping with Teresa reading from El Santo's book, from his cult's like Bible, saying, I don't know the exact verbiage, but it was something like, regardless if you're friend or foe, something about seeking havoc or seeking
truth,
like death upon someone. It had something to do with that, which I thought was a beautiful layering of just those two scenes. Never would have thought that would have been the way to do it, but these writers, man, they know what they're doing. So it's perfect.
But we got like that. The way he did that though was just that clinch at the end where it clicked, and I was
it was very like you could feel it, like my neck started hurting. Yeah, it's like when you watch like a movie about like bugs or something.
Oh no, you all of a sudden feel. You had to say it, didn't
I'm
you?
Sorry. It's the first thing I thought of. Okay. I know we're going to walk out of here.
Like. Just like... Oh, my God. Same with the Coke thing. Like, my head started buzzing for her. So it's like...
You're
it's
like, kind wait, of what did you're I saying. Just wait. Snort a bunch of Coke? What's going on, guys?
I don't like it.
God, it's intense. Just so many, like, these epic moments that they happen. Beautiful cinematography with that layering of... I mean, I guess more audio. But with the layering of the audio, with the visual, the bar scene... The pool scene, even with Teresa just kind of sitting back and you seeing all these bullets flying in.
And hitting her on the face,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, hitting her in the face. In a weird way, it was visually very beautiful, which is a weird thing to say. And even, like you mentioned, the little look over at Leo.
And seeing how peaceful.
Seeing the peace in her eyes. I mean, this, they really packed a lot.
They did.
Into this episode, which goes directly back into the title, you know, the birth of Bolivia, el nacimiento de Bolivia, just introducing whatever craziness they have set.
Yeah.
How long do you think this is going to last?
I don't think they're going to make it out in 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen. And I wonder if King George has something to do with El Santo. I wonder if they're actually friends and he's just playing the game. Because remember, honestly, he likes to play a game.
Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel like he's probably in on it already. He's just not making it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let's see if you can get out of the trap or not. If you get out of the trap, I'll help you.
Because he does say, he did say, like, welcome to my, like, city or
my something my like area. That,
yeah. So he clearly has the connections in there.
Yeah.
Dang. He could have directed them exactly to El Santo. Exactly. They didn't need Leo at all.
And Leo could have maybe not, well, no, I think she did call in the guards.
She
but
did,
yeah. But yeah, they didn't really need Leo. He's like, good luck with your connect.
Because
it was almost like a snide remark, the way he said it.
Yeah. Dang. Candace coming in clutch with this. Dear God. Yeah, so basically King George sucks.
He might.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to follow through. I mean, we're seeing the downfall of Camila, and unfortunately, Teresa, Widow, and James are having to suffer for it.
For all of it,
more
yeah.
so Teresa than the two guys. They suffer
well, her
a little,
in the chains, that last shot just killed me.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her, like, it almost is very symbolic of her chains of, like, what she's doing right now, being trapped between, number one, the two guys, and then in her situation, and it was just very, like, yeah.
It's a lot of chains.
Yes.
Got me in chains.
But going back to what you said with, the book and what he was saying of like some
I want to say, does anybody else in the
specific line
up in the chat
of,
know the exact line that she says when she's reading in Santo's Bible? I don't know it off,
but it's something about death, right?
Yeah.
And so like
death to like
sacrificing someone
foe.
To friend or foe. But in even in the I mean, do we want to go into predictions now or should
yeah
I just...
why not, we got, let's do it. So let's jump into those predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
I always love this.
I feel like I'm like a beam is gonna come and take me.
Take me. Okay, let's go.
Take me to Queen of the South. The set. Let's interview them right
now. Oh my God,
set.
How amazing would that be?
That'd be the best.
Who should we have on next, guys?
Yeah, who do you guys want to see next on the show?
We'll do our best. Let us know. Who do you want to have next? We should get Guido and James both and have them fight to the death in the middle.
That'd be the best.
That'd be amazing, right?
Wait, okay. New goal. I'm working on that, guys. Predictions. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, like with the friend or foe thing, and I know we don't know the exact line, but when we go into the previews for next week, him saying we need to sacrifice one, like, do you think they'll actually go through with it? And why? I mean, it has to have something to do with this ritual of the cult.
Mm-hmm. I want to say no.
You don't think either of them are going to die?
Episode wise?
Okay.
Just because I think we need Weddle for maybe like one or two more episodes. And I'm assuming that Weddle's the one that dies.
I'm assuming he does too.
Yeah.
But
just because, you know, he's got to go. But if y'all want to check like IMDb and see how long John Michael Ecker lasts.
Oh, that's
show,
a good hole. Yeah, should I like see? I'm going to do it.
Check. We're cheating a little bit, but we just want to know. I mean, if he's lasting longer than these few episodes, then I want to say they have more in store for him. But honestly,
they only go to episode 6. Oh. They don't even put anymore because they don't want spoilers on.
Dang it. They knew it. Dang it. I was like, we got
it. Well, we tried to outsmart the system. It did not work. But what was I going to say? Oh, I loved the line that he said, and I'm interested to see where it goes. But he says it's time to make of yourself, or like create yourself, that is Mendoza. And it was almost like, I feel like her wake up call too, because we haven't seen her conscience in a while, in a couple of episodes. She wasn't in this episode at all, which was fascinating. So I'm wondering if this is when she finally loses her conscience per se and becomes that woman.
That would
after going through with El Santo.
That would be honestly a beautiful transition, bringing her back to Mexico. This new, or I guess the conscious, the all white.
But maybe not per se in the all white at that point, but that mentality strength and using the sexuality that we were talking about and kind of exuding more of her power.
Honestly, that makes sense why they all of a sudden did this location jump too. And
I wonder if Guido does die, because that would be her wake up call too.
Dang, yeah. Okay, I want to see Guido last a little longer.
A little bit longer. But it could be a
loving,
good...
No, I love this prediction.
Yeah.
I think that could fit. Candace, go right for the show. This is
Thank
great.
You. If you're hiring, let me know. I'd love to.
Seriously, guys. Bring us on set. We're a lot of fun. We got Russell up in the live chat saying, Teresa slapped fire out of that girl's mouth.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. When Leo walks... He's referring to, for anyone who didn't catch that, when Leo walks into the... back into the house, and James gets her, and she just, whoosh, that's for almost killing
her. Was that a smack? I thought it was a punch.
Was it a punch?
I don't know. But either way, she had some...
We saw a lot of power. Badass Teresa moments. Yeah. She's never the damsel in distress.
No, never. Uh-huh. But I'm... Yeah.
I like that. We're seeing, you know, ever since the very first episode, she's like, look, Weddle put me in the situation. I had to do things I was ashamed of. Even Weddle says, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are anymore. Sorry, guys. I know we're jumping on our predictions a little bit, but I forgot to mention that earlier. It's very symbolic. You know what? I'm going to follow your prediction.
Okay.
And say I'm going to agree with the same
thing. You're going to up the ante?
Yeah. I think Bolivia is going to be her wake-up call, even though she has to go through this whatever weird cult ritual they have written for her.
Whatever that blood is on her head, I don't want to know what it is. But it could also be the blood of someone.
Of Weddle?
Maybe. Okay,
prediction, as much as I don't want it to happen, Weddle's gone.
Yep.
Next episode. Done. We'll be crying in here, but celebrating for Team James. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, we have some dark predictions here.
Whoa, that took a real turn.
Oh, hello,
escalated
ladies.
Escalated real quickly.
I recorded it. I'm watching Queen of the South right now. Oh, no. Russell, did we ruin it for you?
Sorry, Russell.
You're not supposed to watch this until after you've watched the show.
Sorry, man.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. At the end.
We should put that in, like, marks before we say
maybe,
anything.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I'll start it next time. Spoiler alert. Don't watch.
Until you watch the show.
Because, you know, guys, we're just going to run through the episode. We're going to be talking about crazy things that we didn't expect. Whew. I can't.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
There's still more we could easily talk about. Like, if you guys want to chat about it. I know you've been hitting up Twitter really hard with everything.
Yeah.
And following all of the actors and stuff. So, I mean, I know they do a great job with the live chat. Like, I know that Sandy's always on.
Yeah, they're always
constantly.
So I found out that they literally have full events for the cast.
Yeah,
themselves.
They watch it together.
They rent out like bars and different places, and they all go and they sit there and they honor the head writer of the show. And I mean, that's
a La Familia.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Which,
I love it.
We have 4 minutes, so going a little off topic, just throwing kudos out, you know, as both Latinas in the industry. Everybody is that you meet that's working hard, whether they're actors, musicians, filmmakers, writers.
Anybody.
Everybody is working with each other. And
Which
I love
amazing.
That. It's not the entertainment industry in itself is already competitive. And it's saying, hey, bringing that aspect of La Familia and, you know, hey, you're struggling. Hey, let me connect you with this person. Let's help each other out. Let's work together. And I think that's very evident, like, yeah. with this cast, with this show. They're bringing even telenovela actors, helping them with that crossover. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Because success is not limited. Mm-hmm. Like, it's ever ending. Like, everybody can find their success. And there's power in collaboration.
Exactly.
And I love, like, even with the female rapper that we opened the show with. And you know, female writers and female, like, leads and just all of that. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, like, the men are just so powerful in the show and have more emotional range than what a lot of times we see men.
It's true, yeah.
Which is very refreshing that, you know, it's almost like we're finally getting enough of each, you know, sex. Mm-hmm. We're getting more of the powerful women because we're not just the girlfriend and we're not just the wife. But these men are also more than just, like, the power with the gun mm-hmm. and everything else. Like, we even see Pote at the end, like, holding his cross and saying his Hail Marys.
Yeah.
So I just applaud all of them. I love it so much.
No, that's very true what you yeah. said. Like, usually it's one or the other.
Yes.
It's a focus on the men. The women don't really have, they're just like 2D characters. There's not exactly. a lot of depth. Or they'll bring the woman, you know, it's, oh, what show all
the
about
women
female
are the
empowerment.
Emotional.
And then the men all fall back into that 2D. But yeah, that's yeah. true. That they, everybody has that, like, full depth to their character.
Yeah, which
that's
I like.
Amazing. Yeah. Candace, always, every time.
Thanks.
Extra, I love it.
Leslie, you're our comedian, and I'll just be the
you bring in the deep dip. Analysis, which I love. Whew, but that's all we have for you guys. I mean, it was a lot.
If that wasn't enough, yeah. I don't know what more we can give you.
But,
right
you
now.
Know, seriously. So, I mean, you guys, tell your friends to listen, to watch. They can watch it on YouTube. They can listen in their car. If any of y'all are in LA, you know, like after buses, and you're driving through that traffic, just pop that podcast on. You can listen to our lovely voices. If not, guys, you know, always follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Comment in the YouTube section. I'm going to get a little better at replying back to you guys. But if you do want to hit me up on Twitter, you guys can follow me, Leslie Ambris, on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
Look at that transition, though.
I'm
she is
better.
A professional. I love it. And I don't have a good transition, so I'm just going to go in and say I'm Candace Cruz, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and every social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And that's it. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining Bye. Us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.